Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This AFC Conference Championship Picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, Arizona, and coming soon, Louisiana. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $10, and get $200 in free bets. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-belt grooming. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 15,000 with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free to play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Brian Bosworth, aka The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Championship Sunday, Sean.
Yes, it is. Oh. Conference Championship Sunday.
I'm excited, almost like my ass isn't sore from last weekend.
Yeah, not the greatest picks wise. God bless the 49ers money line, bailing me out there of a little crater I dug. Otherwise, shout out to the Bills for blowing my 10 locks in a row.
Oh, fucking assholes.
But hey, that's why this Sunday the lock streak resets, starts again, and we're going to be doing the AFC Conference Championship podcast right now. We are we're going to be joined in a second here by a stand-up comedian, Justin Wood, and huge Cincinnati Bengals fan. We're also going to be giving out, Ryan, $1 million in hypothetical prop bets, or maybe real bets. We'll see.
You and this hypothetical show.
All right. And of course, your home for the conference championships and soon to be the Super Bowl. WynnBET, baby. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. All you got to do is go to WynnBET.com or download that WynnBetting app today. And good news, if you're in the state of Louisiana, WynnBET is coming your way. That's right. All you got to do is you can pre-register now over at WynnBET.com. And all you gotta do, bet $10 and you get $250 in free bets coming your way. Win, lose, or draw, doesn't matter what happens to the $10 bets. You got the free bets coming your way. WynnBET.com. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. All right, Ryan, like I said, joining us on the line, Cincinnati Bengals superfan, stand-up comedian, Justin Wood. What's happening, Justin?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
We're doing pretty good. We were horribly wrong.
I bet against the Bengals. I'm doing horrible.
Would have been better if I would have taken the Bengals. Now, as a Bengals fan, you had to be pretty nervous there. Game all tied up. Ryan Tannehill has the ball. They're driving. What's going through your mind as you're watching that game?
the 2016 Pittsburgh Steelers game where we had it all locked and excited all game and just that heartbreak coming back.
That was the Vontaze Burfict game, right? Where he had two personal fouls. I remember I was watching with the fellow comedian Scott Bowser, who is a Steelers fan, and he was freaking out. He lost his mind a number of times, whipping his hat all over the living room. Got bailed out by those Bengals penalties. But again, you guys, shame on me for doubting Houdet Nation. But I thought, Getting that close win over the Raiders, getting that playoff monkey off your back, you hadn't won a playoff game in a long, long time, and then now to go on the road, I thought it would be a little bit of a letdown spot for the Bengals there.
It was, I actually flew back to LA over the weekend to watch the game at a Bengals bar with all my Bengals friends because yes. It was just that point where I just felt like Burrow was playing with house money. Like he could have lost that game and we'd have been happy. He'd be like, you know what? We did it. You're young. But now going into this week, like the narrative's changed. Like it's, they were saying we've been saying, why not us? And now Burrow's like, no, it is us. Like I think Burrow, he's tired of this narrative that there's only two elite quarterbacks in the AFC. I think this is his weekend. He's already beat Mahomes once this year. I think if he goes in there, it goes into Mahomes' house and does it. You got to open this conversation up to three people now. And a Burrow with a chip on his shoulder is a Burrow that can be dangerous.
It is crazy.
Well, he sees weakness. He sees the way that Mahomes' brother is hanging out with the wife. He sees blood in the water. He's coming for the woman.
Oh man, that was great. She, his girlfriend or fiance, I don't know whatever their deal is, tweeted out, "I just wish for once I could do what I wanted and not be attacked every week." And I shared it saying, "This is me every time the bookie has to settle up." It's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but people may be annoyed by it. You can just get off social media. Well, no one's gonna feel bad for you. Lady married to Patrick Mahomes.
And there's some people sitting in freezing weather that might not want champagne poured all over them. Yeah. So maybe
it's bad because they're at home. It'd be one thing if she was spraying the champagne, in Buffalo and those fans were mad. But if you're annoying your own fan base, like literally this woman is connected to Patrick Mahomes. You think they would just do anything to appease her, totally be on her side. But if you're annoying Chiefs fans, like, come on, lady,
It's hilarious. I know three Kansas City Chiefs fans, and all three of them agree. They're like, "God, I wish we could just get rid of it. Like, we don't want to be affiliated with them."
Yeah, they got it. They got to be
Yoko over there.
Yeah, Yoko Ono of the and as a Bengals fan, you got to be hoping maybe Jackson Matthews does a TikTok dance the night before that gets Patrick out of his headspace, gets him distracted. Let's get to the game itself again. Joe Burrow coming in with this chip on his shoulder, and. I think they really have a chance as far as especially throwing the ball, but they're 7-point dogs now right over at WinBet. What do you see their path to success here in the AFC Championship game?
I think, and it goes into one of my quote unquote locks for this game, T. Higgins. I think T. Higgins is going over 69 and he's getting in the end zone. I think right now everyone. I mean, how can you not talk about Chase last game? 266 yards in that game. I mean, I think they're all getting ready for him. They're like their whole DBs. And I mean, the key to success is going to be getting Mixon going. But I think people forget that we have a lot of weapons. Like, obviously, our offensive line's not one of those weapons. But it was kind of promising to see Burrow go down so many times and get back up and still win that game.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I think the Titans were the first team ever to sack the opposing quarterback 9 times and still lose the game. So quite a record there for Ryan Tannehill.
Reminds me a lot of when Eli went to San Francisco and toughed out a game where he had to drop back 50 plus times against that Harbaugh defense, but kept on getting up. I think the fear for the Bengals fan, I think, is that the front four can get home again. And we're looking at a similar situation where the other quarterback isn't Ryan Tannehill. But man, as I was looking at the prop market, like if I was leaning a Bengals win, man, do I like Mixon's props? It certainly feels like they're being a little disrespectful to what he can bring on the ground.
Well, yeah,
I think 7 points is disrespectful. I mean, that's a lot of points to be given up on this game.
Well, yeah, and you bring up the T. Higgins angle. I have T. Higgins in best ball. I like him in DFS as well. Probably give out one of his props here later on the episode. But I think there's something to be said for that second guy in that system, because if you saw the way they played the Bills, they were able to shut down Stephon Diggs, and that created massive opportunities for Gabe Davis. Now, I don't know if they'll be able to shut down Ja'Marr Chase, and Ja'Marr Chase right now is playing at a higher level than Stephon Diggs, which is kind of crazy to say. But that, I think you're right. Like, I think it creates a lot of opportunity for T. Higgins. What about on the defensive side of the ball? Obviously slowing down Patrick Mahomes, you know, it's kind of a fool's errand, but if there is one guy, one matchup, one thing you want to see from the Bengals defense in this game, what is that?
Hendrickson gets the quarterback. I mean, he's been great getting in there this season. And honestly, Eli Apple, one of our DBs, has just been, he's the one last game who knocks the ball up for the interception to get the game winning field goal. So draft a kicker.
Fucking Eli Apple, former New York failure. The fact that he popped his head back up for this playoff run just added to the soreness of my rear end.
The McPherson kicker, it was a great weekend for kicker swag because not only McPherson that first game on the Saturday, he was fired up. He has some attitude for a kicker. And then you see Robbie Gould with warming up and kicking through the Packers player introductions. And
if you're going to play a position where they're cut your ass if you make one mistake.
Yeah,
why not? You're gonna have a little drip.
It was the away team kickers this last weekend.
It was crazy. All three games leading up to that final Chiefs Bills game were won on game winning field goals, and then that even game obviously ended in overtime on the last play of the game. Crazy weekend. What about I'm very superstitious. I have my rituals when it comes to like the right jersey, the right setting, you know, the right flavor of chewing tobacco, which lip position in it. It goes deep. Now, first off, I got to talk to you about your jersey. I saw you post it on Instagram, and he's wearing it. Yes, he is rocking a Harambe Cincinnati Bengals jersey, which I think is one of the greatest. As someone who's obviously not a Bengals fan, I want to get that Harambe jersey in our studio. What'd you have to do to get a Harambe jersey?
Find a Chinese sweatshop online. the team shop won't make them, obviously.
Why not lean into it? People love Harambe. It was sad that he was lost.
That's our angel who should be here to witness what's happening this season.
Doing it for Harambe.
It's their sister Jean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the Loyola Ramblers. Here come the Bengals and Harambe.
Well, the funniest thing about this jersey is when I ordered it 3 months ago online, and I was like, "This, they took my money. It's not coming in." And it showed up last Thursday, and it was just so funny. It's like, what other season would this jersey still be able to be worn?
Yes,
this late in the season. Like, are you telling me this isn't a sign? Like, three decades Saturday.
Harambe works in mysterious ways, Justin.
Yeah, 3 decades ago.
We're 1-0. We're undefeated in the Harambe jersey, and we're 3-0 when me and my brother watched the game together. I flew back to LA and watched it with him and some other friends Saturday. So my brother is driving out to Phoenix Saturday morning so we can watch the game together Sunday, because we feel like that's us.
You gotta keep the hot hand. No, I love that. So,
but at the same time, you guys are all going to be very happy if they lose this game by a million, right? Like the season's still a success, right?
Dude, I would have been more happy if we'd have lost last week. Like this week now I'm
you're getting close. Like, you're getting close. I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, it's like holy shit, this is happening. Every morning I'm like, we're playing in the AFC Championship this Sunday.
The collective fan base is dusting off the we pronoun to use for the team. Yeah. Like
they're all ready to go. All right. So Hendrickson on defense, getting some Mahomes sack. And we haven't seen, you know, there was early on Mahomes, he kind of righted the ship, but there were some turnovers. Obviously, that'll be key to kind of getting the win there for you guys. T. Higgins on the offensive side. Someone in the chat threw out T. Higgins anytime touchdown plus 150. It seems like you're down with the T. Higgins touchdown. Any other
getting in there? And the defense, what people forget about the last time these two teams played, we held the Kansas City Chiefs at 3 points the entire second half. Like yeah. Our defense, I know it's a different ball game. I know playoffs. I know we're going to Kansas City, but that has to be comforting for the defense, at least going in here. Like, yeah, this wasn't a fluke. Like we held them to 3 points in that second half. So.
Yeah, I don't think the Bengals defense will certainly lack any confidence coming into this game. All right, Justin, before we let you go, we got to get a score prediction. What will the score be between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs?
34-28 Bengals.
All right.
He was ready.
Let's go.
Yeah. I've already put some bets in.
All right. That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, Justin. Give him a follow on Instagram at Justin_Wood_. And appreciate it, Justin. Go Bengals.
Next week we talk about the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah. That is confidence, Ryan. I love it.
All right, I'll see you guys
later. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you could just hear the confidence in his voice. He knows what's up. You know what gives me confidence, Ryan? A nice manscaping. That's right. Fire it up. The Lawnmower 4.0. I mean, you know, a lot of pube trimming companies would just hang it up when they put out the Lawnmower 1 or the Lawnmower 2 or the Lawnmower 3. Not Manscaped. Their mortal enemy, pubes. Got to get rid of them. Fire up the Lawnmower 4.0 precision engineering. Again, I mean, listen, we got engineers. Some are trying to figure out, clean, sustainable drinking water, how to take down COVID. There's other engineers doing the Lord's work, finding out how to get rid of pubes. Manscaped got them, got all those engineers together, pulling them to really solve the biggest crisis, and that's Big Bush. Come on, you know it's 2022. Get with the times. You want that streamlined look? You got to go to Manscaped. Since I made the switch to Manscaped, no nicks, nothing worse than a cut sack. No one wants that. Just go to manscaped.com. Use promo code SGP. Get 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com. Promo code SGP.
That was fun. I mean, and definitely want to check out Justin on YouTube, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Cause the background was fire. Imagine a guy in Bengals garb with a Bengals virtual background, which by the way, now that we all work remotely most of the time, if you're not flexing your team colors and the virtual background annoying point. I used to make the background Lane Stadium all the time. You just got to flex. All right.
Yes. All right, Ryan, I think it'll be fun.
How do we do this?
We'll give out our $1 million in props and then give out our pick for the game. And then maybe on the NFC pod, we'll actually save which one of the two picks is our lock. And maybe one of these are a dog. We don't know.
Oh,
that seems like a great way to break it down, right?
I'm here for the ride.
Okay. All right. Let's get to it. Kramer, you have the honors. What is your first prop? Now we have $1 million to play with, and we're going to sprinkle it on a little action here. Let's go.
All right. So I call me old fashioned, but when I see a good deal, Sean, I'm not walking to the store. I'm running to the store to get those 8 cans of beans. Listen,
I'm listening.
Highest scoring team on Championship Sunday, Kansas City Chiefs -120. I'm putting $480,000 to win $400,000.
How is that only -120?
That's a great question, Sean. That's why it's a mega whale lock.
Well, let's just price this out. I mean, so basically you're taking Kansas City money line. Yes. And what does the win have the latest money line at for Kansas City? I'm seeing
-300. I don't know.
Yeah, it's -330. So you're getting a -330, and then I mean the total difference. Win has the total of Bengals Chiefs at 54, Rams 49ers 46.5. So you're already getting implied value there that you.
I played this game already. I already played this game.
Wow.
Yeah, like so highest in the projection on the point total, it's not like a couple points. So you know,
no, standard it's a full variance. Eight and a half,
it's a full touchdown.
7.5. Yeah.
Which think about how many times we've done a full slate of NFL games and the whole slate falls within a touchdown of one another. So you have that. You have the biggest favorite, and that. Oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes is back. Jeff Blake, eat shit. His footwork's just fine, and he's playing like a guy who wants to win the fucking Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. No, it's man. Yeah, and the 49ers have done a decent job defensively against the Rams, but yeah, -120. That's drastically mispriced. I was trying to do the math between like a KC money line. And what else you would need to like kind of make that work as far as like the mechanical odds compared to the -120 and
your most likely scenario is what the Rams running up on the Niners.
Yeah.
And even in that scenario, like head to head, what do you think Rams versus Chiefs is point total this weekend? I mean, it's not, again, if you just go ahead at the team totals, it's not even close. So yeah, I don't know. Like -120 implies that we're dealing with like a teaser situation where you're taking like two -300s and turning it into -120, but it's not -300. So
no, it's crazy. Yeah. All right.
Sorry for all the nerd talk.
No, I just wanted to try and wrap my head around how they got to that price of -120, even if they were all even. Yeah, I guess I don't know. What if like all four teams are even? What would you price it at then?
Then it feels like the Chiefs should be the favorite around like, yeah, even money.
Yeah. they've already set the odds otherwise.
If Tampa or the Packers were in this, maybe different story, you know, like I think the Bengals are your biggest threat. That's the craziest part. And your favorite to outscore them by 7.
You can slight hedge with the Bengals money line. All right. Joe Mixon receiving yards over 27.5. I'm putting $115,000 on it to win $100,000. I just think he's involved in the passing game. Like last time they played, he had 7 catches for 40 yards. I just feel like he's gonna get involved. And again, this Bengals team, they seem hell bent on not, you know, on sticking in 11 personnel, not giving him help blocker wise. How are you going to offset the pass rush? You do it with the screen game. How does he not get involved?
I like Mixon props. If I was playing props if I was going to give you some Bengals props, that would be one of them. All right.
What's your second one, Kramer?
I don't know. I was just trying to figure out why the price on this one's not showing up right. But Tyreek Hill, longest reception over 24.5 yards, -120, 120,000 to win 100,000. Come on. This is just one of those plays where I've watched this Bengals defense enough. They're going to give up a big play.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill is getting a ton of opportunity to catch the ball 8 yards down the field and do something. 24.5 is not a big number for him to get over.
You saw what AJ Brown did. You saw even Deonta Foreman broke loose into the secondary a couple times. Feels like that certainly could happen against this Bengals team.
Yeah, no, I think I don't know. I assumed it would be like something like 32, 34. So this again seemed like an easy one.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to special teams props, Ryan. We talked about him in the segment with Justin, but give me the kicker, Evan McPherson, over 1.5 field goals at -110, 110,000 to win 100,000. He's on a crazy run. He's dialed in last 6 games. He's gone over 1.5. He brings swag to the table. Specialist. I don't mean to steal Steve Tasker's bit, but come on, over 1.5 field goals. This guy's a maniac.
I love it. All right, next up, Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow.
Okay.
To combine for 600 passing yards.
Dog.
Once again, Burrow's been hitting 300 just about every week.
In his sleep.
The Vegas game was a little different. But I fully expect the way this game's going to be played that we'll see Burrow throw the ball. The Bengals have shown they're trying to win, so they're obviously going to be throwing the ball. And I just think Mahomes is dialed in. And if you're telling me I can get both these guys to get to 600 at plus odds like that, oh yeah, give me that. So plus 150, 100,000 to win 150,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go to my related prop there, and Joe Burrow over passing yards, 287.5. It feels really high, but I think for good reason.
I don't think it's high.
No, and it's just like I'm wrapping my head around scenarios where if the Bengals get blown out, he could easily get this. He threw for 240 in the first half of that Titans game. The yards after catch that guys like Chase and Higgins have been giving him.
What did he have last game they played each other?
He had
400 and change.
Yeah, he had a 500 game yard game not too long ago.
No, but in the Chiefs game.
No, I
446 yards maybe. I could be off by a couple. I understand not making this 300.
So yeah, he threw for 525 against Baltimore, 446 against Kansas City, Raiders. It was down to 244, but then Tennessee 348, and 348 to me wasn't even like a great game for Burrow. Like if we're being honest,
he didn't throw a passing touchdown.
No. And I think you saw what that Chiefs secondary, they were gassed, man. I just think there's so much opportunity.
We agree on that one for sure.
That one. And again, it kind of lends itself to your, if he gets over 287, can Mahomes get the other 313 or whatever? Yeah. Yeah, totally on board. What's your next one, Kramer?
Kansas City wins the first half. Kansas City wins the second half.
Wow.
Books will have this a bunch of different ways. You might have to do a same game parlay. You might have a Kansas City to win both halves. An option. I would shop it to see which one they have priced the best. I found this one. It was written out like this: Kansas City first half with Kansas City second half plus 165. Again, they're favored by a touchdown. They're favored by more than a field goal in the first half. The pricing here doesn't make sense either, Sean. Plus 165 is not what you get when you parlay the halftime price with the full game price. So 100,000 to win 165,000.
I figured we had to have some unders. It's tough finding unders in this game that I like. I'm going Travis Kelce receiving yards under 75.5 at minus 115, $115,000 to win 100. I mean, last time they played, Kelce only went 5 for 25, and Kelce's obviously a great tight end, but he kind of hasn't been getting there. 75.5 is actually pretty high for the tight end. His last 12 games, how many games would you guess, Ryan, he went over 75.5?
I mean, I'm guessing you're going to be surprised. So one?
No, four. Okay. But 4 and 8, I get at last 12, and some of those are kind of far back. He did go over last game, but some of that was overtime as well.
I think the emergence of McKinnon and
Pringle
has made the target distribution a little less narrow than it typically is. Even the backup tight ends. So it does anecdotally feel like Kelce has taken the hit more often than not versus Hill. Shit, where am I? Oh, here we go. This one I like, Sean.
Yes.
This is me looking forward into the future and saying, hey, you're going to love sitting on Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP of Super Bowl 56 at plus 175 in a week's time.
Cause they're definitely going to be
favored.
Yeah. Against the Rams.
So he's going to be at worst plus, I mean, you have Hill, you have Kelce. So you have enough of like someone could get it. But he's still, I mean, if the
MVP.
Chiefs are laying, let's just say the Chiefs are laying three against the Rams or something like that. Mahomes is what to win the MVP? Plus 110.
Yeah.
Plus 120. So let's lock up some value. We're not going to cash this weekend, Sean, but we're going to love having this Chiefs team to win the Super Bowl at plus 175. Just to put it in perspective, the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl right now are plus 120.
Yeah, again, that's what's always fun, taking these Super Bowl MVPs versus the team.
Yeah, what version of the game do they win and he doesn't get the MVP?
It's tough because it would have to be you know, a 2 or 3 touchdown game from Hiller Kelce. I think would do it. Maybe I couldn't even imagine who
Gabe Davis style game even, but in that game, right? In the game, let's just use Bills as the example. In that game, Josh Allen still wins.
He kind of still gets it because he led the comeback and whatever. Yeah. Obviously they lost, but it would probably still go to Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen was running over dudes. God, yeah. What a waste of performance. I feel for Bills fans because I'm still pissed off about that game. I can only imagine if they were my team. Ryan, you know, kind of correlated, not directly per se, but feels like it should be to the Travis Kelce under 75.5. Is the Byron Pringle over 35.5? He's really emerged as the number two guy. And in a game like this, if Cincinnati does anything to try and slow down Hill or Kelce, yeah. Pringle is going to be the benefit and or the beneficiary. And he's been involved in the offense regardless. So 35.5. Receiving yards at -120. I'm down for that. Throwing 100K to win 83. Give me some Byron Pringle.
And if you can find reception props,
yeah,
for this one, like that's where I really like the Pringle prop.
Yeah, I haven't seen receptions out yet, but
his target share is just it's kind of locked in. Like he's gonna get some work. And so yeah, I that's of the ones you've said. I love the Burrow one, and I love the Pringle one.
Got some more props coming up, and of course our official pick for the game. Before we get to those, want to shout out new sponsor, new friend of the show. That's right, StableDuel. Oh man, you know, football slowing down. We're not quite there to conference tournament. Perfect time to get involved. A little horse gambling, horse racing. I mean, that's what's awesome about horse racing. They're running these ponies 365 days a year. StableDuel is cool. It's a DFS style app, so like daily fantasy, but for horses.
Hashtag Degens only.
You know I'm all in on that. You can win as much as $15,000 with one entry. And again, you don't even really have to know anything about horses. They set you up. They give you a ton of data on as far as like what horses to play, strategy. They got new games coming every day, and they have a bunch of free to play ones as well until you kind of get the ropes. But make sure you check them out. StableDuel.com, StableDuel.com. Play, race, win. And of course, Ryan, as always, also brought to you by PropSwap.com, where America goes to buy and sell real sports bets. You're talking about those, you know, Super Bowl MVP bets. Those are good buys, or you know, good tickets to search for over at PropSwap.com. You know, if you like the conference champion winners, I know I saw PropSwap. Guy was selling his Cincinnati. I'll look this up, but he was selling the Bengals to win the Super Bowl ticket. You know, maybe got a little scared, got a little nervous. And what else? They just had a KC Chiefs Super Bowl ticket just bought and sold over on PropSwap.com. That's right, PropSwap. Oh, it was actually bought by Cousin Sal. PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. Cousin Sal just bought a Chiefs to win the 2022 Super Bowl.
And what's the price?
So he got it for the new odds were +125. So again, you're saying most places had him at +120.
So there you go.
Yeah. And he paid $1,000 and got it at +125. So nice little 5% bump there. PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. Back to the props. Kramer, we've given out 5 each. Let's give out 5 more.
I've spent a lot of my money already, Sean. I've already spent $900,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And so now,
and I don't know if I mentioned, but the Burrow one was my biggest bet, $345,000 to win $300.
Nice. I like that. All right. So here's me just kind of piling on some extra shekels on a, you know, as we're going to get into in a little bit, a bit of a Chiefs onslaught version of this game. Kansas City to win by 19 to 24 points is 7-1. We're going to put $50,000 on that to win $350,000.
So you're feeling blowout potential, Ryan.
I mean, we can take a pause to get through the props. I'll make this point. I think we heard the fan base is like, they're stoked. I know we made the same argument last week, but the caliber of competition, like it's one thing to go from Raiders to Titans and get lucky to beat a decent Titans team because Ryan Tannehill gives it away. It's another to run into peak Mahomes at home in a game where they just lost to you. They have revenge on the mind. I know we're so programmed to like at some point expect the blowouts when the cream really shows up. And to me, I think for as much as the Burrow story is great and the talent's fun and the Bengals team has been fun, if you're asking me to make a pick between the Niners and the Bengals in terms of who really could get their shit cleaned out, I think they both could. I think they both could because I think they both are capable of like letting their quarterback down in a way that's not recoverable. They can't play the game they played against Tennessee with Mahomes. If they play that game with Mahomes, they lose by two touchdowns.
Well, see, here's my thing. To me, and you're getting the 7 points, I just can't imagine this Bengals offense. What I saw in that Bengals offense, the athleticism, the explosiveness, I just don't see a world where they're not able to put up a bunch of points on this Kansas City team. And, you know, the reason they didn't put up way more against the Titans was the Titans had 9 sacks with not bringing any sort of pressure. I don't think the Chiefs can do that against this Bengals offensive line, which isn't great. I think they can get some pressure. A little worried about Melvin Ingram, but I think overall the matchups of Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, C.J. Uzoma, those guys against that secondary that probably doesn't have the honey badger, I like that matchup, and I like the onions of Joe Burrow, like the intangibles he brings to this team and to this game.
All of that's nice, but you know, it's almost like the NBA step up rule. Like you get to a point where you bump into the guy. And I think nothing is more right than at the end, Patrick Mahomes not really having to face his toughest test in this conference championship to get back to the Super Bowl. We were telling the guy he was done halfway through the year. And now what has he done? He's taking care of business. Just, he won the game last week. Everyone wants to talk about how unfair it was for the Bills. Mahomes went out and won the game. Mahomes drove down the field in 13 seconds. Mahomes, is it possible that Mahomes is flying under the radar? More people are talking about Josh Allen and this Bills team than Patrick Mahomes. More people are talking about Joe Burrow and the swagger he has. And they're making fun of his wife. Like, I don't know anything about Patrick Mahomes. If he's anything like his brother, he's got a little bit of bitch in him. But
wow.
But
Ryan, now you're part of the
No, but if I think the underrated fact here is like the mainstream take is that his wife sucks.
Yeah.
And he might like that.
He probably knows that deep in his heart of hearts.
We don't know. Like this could fire him up on a level that he hasn't ever played. Like he's playing lights fucking out.
No.
And he's not the story. He's part of the story, obviously. Yeah. He's Patrick Mahomes.
Well, no, I think
he's not dominating the story.
Well, and I think it's the same thing we had with Brady, with LeBron, where there's just fatigue from guys doing it at a super high level. That being said, I still think this Bengals team is gonna be around in this game.
What happened when we said Brady was done? Later that year, he came out and smashed all the way to the Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah. But there's also, I mean, no, just matchup wise, this Bengals team is going to be able to move the ball, and you know, Andy Reid gets super cute. It could cost them. I just think this is going to be a game. I'll be surprised if they get their shit pushed in and completely blown out.
Last thing I'll say is I think that's the area where it seems like the only way everyone is like, yeah, Kansas City is going to outgun them. And I just don't know if that's the best game plan to come into a game against Kansas City in Kansas City and say, let's go. Like that's where I'm at. So if they say let's go and the Chiefs come out hot and they trip a little bit, could this quickly become a 2 or 3 score game? Yeah. Yeah, it could.
Ryan, let me pull up the latest. Let me see if I can find the
numbers.
Yes.
You got some money splits for me?
Yeah. The 65% of the tickets on WinBet are for your Kansas City Chiefs. So the idea that the public
the money?
No, I'm just saying the idea that the public isn't respecting Patrick Mahomes. Now, maybe the talking heads are looking for something new. They're looking to put out
again. Sean, the public don't bet on Tuesday. The public don't bet on Wednesday. Right.
The AFC Conference Championship game is a way to showcase new players, whatever. So I think you're going in the storylines. The public is still all in on this Chiefs team. Don't get that twisted. All right.
Look, would I be surprised if the Bengals were the quote sharp side? No, they're the dog. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Would it surprise me that the Chiefs are a public team that has, you know, because they're the favorite and they're the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes? Sure. I think there's a lot of narrative stuff. I think there's a lot of people talking about how this is Burrow's entering the class.
Here's what I would say. Every super square that I know is telling me that Chiefs Rams moneyline parlay. No. You can get even money on that. What goes wrong? No. Ryan, you may have already put it in. I've seen that look in your face.
No.
Chiefs Rams moneyline parlay. What could go wrong?
No, I told you I'm done fading the boom box. We can get into that game tomorrow, but onslaught. So 7-1 Chiefs win by a million.
All right. Back to my props. First score. I'm saying under 19 and a half yards. I know there's a bunch of big play guys, both sides of the field, but I love that the first score comes within the red zone. Give me that under 19 and a half yards, -115, 115,000 to win 100,000.
This is just touchdowns, right?
I'm pretty sure. Okay. If it's not, then I don't like it. So don't bet that, but I'm pretty sure it's touchdown.
I like it if it's touchdowns. Yeah. All right. Next up.
I'm going to make it first touchdown.
Okay.
There you go.
Be crystal clear. Chiefs defense, anytime touchdown. Thought about throwing him in my first touchdown. Went anytime touchdown, +380. I'm going, if I didn't say it, I went 50 to win 350 on the Chiefs onslaught, 19 to 24 point win. This one, I'm going 25 grand to win 95 grand. I was running out of money at this point. I'm playing a version of this where Burrow takes some sacks and the Chiefs play an opportunistic brand of football. We've seen it before. So would I be surprised? Again, no. That's why I'm betting on the Chiefs to win by a million.
Well, now is it defensive special teams or just defense?
I think it's like DST.
I would look for, if you could get DST at like a somewhat similar price, I kind of would lean that, because we saw Tyreek Hill being put back for punt returns. I wouldn't be.
Well, it's weird because it definitely includes like a blocked punt that's returned for a touchdown.
Okay.
I believe punt return is considered defense. I don't know if it would include kickoff return.
Yeah. That's worth checking out.
I'm fine with that. No one returns kickoffs anymore.
Cut to the first score of the game. Someone taking it to the house, a la the Super Bowl. All right. Now we have entered into the
hashtag Degens only
portion of my props. You know, I got to give you guys some first touchdown long shots. First one, he's a running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. No one's going to have him. He's 100-1. Make sure he's on the active roster. Derek Gore, who had three carries for 37 last time they played. And Darrell Williams is banged up. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has had his injury issues. McKinnon, you know, in and out. Derek Gore slips in there, 100-1.
Will Gore have a snap in the first quarter?
10,000 to win $1 million. Come on. Again, these are the D-gen only props.
Give me Mahomes' first touchdown.
We would have hit on that last week, but Bill scored first.
He got in. You just see it. He's running the ball. I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but he certainly is willing to run a bit more in the playoffs.
His playoff rushing splits, it's like double the yards per game from the regular season and the playoffs. It's crazy.
I mean, again, he's on a fucking mission. 10,000 pays 280,000. So that's my Chiefs representative for the first touchdown.
For me, I'm also throwing out another first touchdown here. Give me Joey B. Joe Burrow, 35-1. Nice. 40K pays you $1.4 million.
I saw the way he dove in the last game. He wants it.
Yeah, he definitely has a
he looks like Macaulay Culkin. Like it's hard to get by that. Like just that sunk eye look, you know?
He doesn't run a ton. He does have two rushing touchdowns on the season.
This is a battle of two quarterbacks that just look like they need more sleep.
Yeah.
That's what
he does. He does have a little bit of that going on, but again, I wouldn't be surprised. And both his touchdowns, one was 6 yards, one was 8 yards. I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. Third and goal. Yeah. They're on the Chiefs five. He drops back. Nothing's there. Scrambles, runs in, extends the ball. Joe Burrow's getting in the end zone. I also like, I'll save it for my build your own bet, but yeah, Joe Burrow 40-1.
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to pull it up right now because I almost, just because of what the game is going to be and the way that I don't think Joe Burrow has a single bit of quit in him, I kind of like the idea of playing him anytime as well.
Yeah. And what is
5.5 to 1? That is interesting to me.
I like that one as well.
That is intriguing to me. He also could get fucking killed.
You know what? I'm breaking news, Ryan.
You're going to change it.
I'm going to make Joe Burrow anytime touchdown. And you're saying Wynn has it at +550.
I'm seeing a 550.
I'm moving, getting rid of one of my -115s, the under 19.5 yard first touchdown. I like that, but come on. You know what I do? I like a +550 more. 115,000 to win 632.50. Let's go, Joey B.
Sean is just stacking up potential win money. He's definitely got a bigger dick than I do on this episode. All right, give me my Bengal T. Higgins 14-1. We've seen the way he gets deployed around the red zone. I think you got to put him right up there with, you know, after Mixon as just as likely as anyone else to get that target. So I thought about going Uzoma, but I'm going Higgins 10,000 to win 140,000.
Next one here. Give me one more first touchdown. Again, these are some fun long shot. Again, it's conference championship. Got to start getting into Super Bowl shape, Ryan, with some real hardcore degenerate shit here.
Prop portfolio building. It's important.
Blake Bell first touchdown 90-1. You may remember Blake Bell as the guy who ran the option on that third down play. Andy Reid caught a bunch of shit, admittedly so, but Andy Reid, you know, Andy Reid, like I know Andy Reid, we go way back. Andy Reid is a stubborn man. You know, you've seen those shovel pitch passes. Sometimes they don't work. Does he ever stop doing them? No. He is a man that's committed to doing things a certain way. For better or worse, Andy Reid is pretty stuck in his ways. 90-1 for Blake Bell. He's a former quarterback. They no longer run the quarterback sneak with Patrick Mahomes. So I think he's a legit option. You saw him come in and go under center. I think he's a legit option for a goal line, a QB sneak, or on the option play, he actually runs it, or they do a little bootleg and he catches a touchdown pass. So this guy,
there's a triple option of options, right?
Yeah.
There.
Worst case scenario, Blake Bell throws for a touchdown and we don't get it.
He was the original short yardage.
Unless he throws to Derek Gore.
He was the original short yardage quarterback coming in at Oklahoma, called the Belldozer.
And he has a name called the Belldozer. And he's a backup tight end. Like, this guy checks all the boxes. Do I like betting on quarterbacks to get first touchdowns? Yes. Do I like betting on guys who are backup tight ends for the first touchdown? Yes. Do I like guys with awesome nicknames like the Belldozer? Yes.
Do you like 90-1? Yes.
Let's go.
Hashtag Degens only.
All right. We need like a hammer and like, we need like a construction sound effect for these build your own.
Oh
bets.
Yeah. I like that. So shout out to, I think he goes by, I'm missing it here.
The Wizard of Oz.
He goes under the handle of a Shiba Mania. Oh, I think he's also, he's into the dog, but I think also the cryptocurrency. He sent over some,
A little B.
Yeah. Some of the, some sweet sound drops. So appreciate that as well.
It's been a while since he's seen a hole that big. He almost didn't know what to do.
Classic Aikman there. So if anyone has a construction sound effect,
that by the way, unrelated to sound drops, but very related. If you have a chance, and maybe we can just randomly drop it in this episode, note Sean, but the full interview of Jerry Jones when he used glory hole repeatedly, like I know we love to use the sound drop on the, on the show, but the full interview where he's just like, he's got this shit eating grin on his face and everyone else is laughing at him and he thinks he's like a dog who just did really good. Anyway, building my own bet. All right. Again, Kansas City onslaught. That's the theme. Laying 17.5. Again, I like in the win by 19-24. Mahomes and Hill hook up for 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
And Kansas City goes over 5.5 touchdowns.
Wow. Again,
these things are heavily correlated, right? Would you agree?
Yes.
5,000 pays 200,000. Sean, 40-1.
I like it. Oh my God. I think you're on the wrong side here, but I like.
Oh wow,
like
you're taking the pay. Really?
Oh yeah, Houdet Nation, Ryan.
What?
What is the ultimate? In the same way that you know we were so out on the Titans since that one not, year.
Come on.
They make it to the AFC Championship. Although that's probably a good example that we took the Titans and then they lost.
Yeah. Since he's not playing in the Super Bowl,
build your own bet. Give me Joe Burrow anytime touchdown. Joe Burrow to have 295 passing yards.
Okay.
And the Bengals money line 35-1. 30K pays you a cool $1 million and 50,000. So wow. That is
Sean.
That's where I'm at.
You really put me to shame with your potential earnings.
Oh, yeah. I'm going all in. Before we give out our official pick, although I think the cat could be out of the bag, as they say, Houdet Nation. Want to shout out betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And again, it's the playoffs. They have a ton of free to play prop games. Get over there, get the app. Good guys. One's an Eagles fan, one's a Giants fan. Got a cool company going there. And Better Fantasy, you know them. They set the betting lines for your fantasy football league, but now tons of free to play prop games. And it's free to play, but you also can win legit prizes that you can like gift cards or donate the money to charity. Just go to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. Betterfantasy.com/SGPN.
Sean, real quick, if you do like the Bengals, this is probably how I would do it. On the build your own bet, I would take Mixon to go over 85 rushing yards.
Okay.
I would take Mixon to score 3 or more touchdowns, and I would take the Bengals laying the 2.5 points. That's going to pay 50-1.
Wow. All right. Oh my God. That one's also pretty good. Ryan, little breaking news here. Uh-oh. I'm looking at the Win Bet site to get the latest odds.
Oh no.
They have a limited conference special here. And it sounds like this may be where you're at. Chiefs to cover, 49ers to cover, 49ers Rams over. That was normally plus 596. It's now boosted up to 685.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know where I'm going to come in yet on this Niners Rams game, because
we'll have to know when to come.
Like the internal conversation, which we'll go into more depth tomorrow, is very simply like, can I really find myself getting behind Jimmy G in a big game? I said I wasn't going to fade the boom box because, yeah, I don't know. I'm well aware of the chalk situation that's going on with the Rams right now.
It is, that's going to be a tough game to pick. But
to me, this was the easy game.
Yep, it's easy. Head over to winbet.com and get down on the Bengals +7, a full touchdown. Oh, that offense.
Come on, Sean.
They're making it a game, Ryan.
Sean,
come on. Maybe
the Chiefs. Give me Mahomes. Like I said, I really like playing that Mahomes to win the MVP of the Super Bowl +175. It's going to take a little longer to pay out. Love the Chiefs to be the highest scoring team this weekend. Like that's one of my all time favorite props of recent memory. But yeah, I mean, we're picking the game at 7, Sean. We're not allowed to just make leans. I'm going to lay the 7 because I think this game closes north of 7. I think when we're, I don't think even the 3 million mattress Mac is going to come down with isn't going to be enough to keep the money from pouring in on the Chiefs. I think it closes north of 7. So we're going to lock in Chiefs -7. Are we making a total pick?
Oh, okay. What's the total?
It's
is
at 54.
I don't know, man. How do you take the under in this game?
I mean, it's the same way you took the under in the Chiefs Bills game. You got too cute. And then you watch the game and you realize they can score 25 points in like a minute and a half.
Again, admitted non-totals guy, but if people are looking to get down, I don't see how you don't go over 54 in this game.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like if I'm doing a teaser, I'm teasing the over, right?
Well, What I would worry about though, Ryan, for you is if you do think the Chiefs blow them out, I think it's because they get some turnovers, play some good defense. And if they do blow them out, I don't think the Bengals, like I could see a, if they do get to that blowout scenario, like a 35-14, where that's, you're kind of in trouble there.
I mean, but to your earlier point, like this Bengals team can score points. And so if they are down big, they're not going to quit. They're going to go score points. And
yeah, that's why I like +7. I think they'll be in it till the end.
But when it's a 28-point game and they score points to cut it to 21, cash my ticket. That's fine. That's fine.
All right. Man, what a podcast.
I'm shocked you're taking the Bengals. Why? I thought we had a moment last week where you saw like the power to overcome that Bills team, Josh Allen, Brian Daboll, one of the greatest offensive coaches maybe ever. Joe Shane, one of the greatest front offices ever. I don't know. I'm just shocked.
Houdain Nation, Ryan.
It does feel like, and we didn't touch on it, the letdown potential of just purely anyone
what game was more draining? I mean, I wanted a cigarette after that Chiefs Bills game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the anyone who was involved in the Chiefs Bills game, like how could you possibly show up and be like, all right, we got to go and do it all over again. Whereas the Bengals, it's like, cool, they won a tight game.
And extra day rest.
It's a class step up thing. And I think everyone is trying to make it seem like the Bengals and the Bills are the same thing. The Bengals may have a fun offense sometimes. The Bills had like an epic offense. The Bengals may play a little bit of defense sometimes. The Bills were an epic defense. So I think that to me is the final kind of bit of the handicap is there's a massive step up in class that's occurring for the Bengals this weekend. And I'm betting that they're not going to be ready for it. They've reached the end of the road. They'll be back next year.
I'm betting against it. Bengals.
They'll be back next year.
All right. Thanks as always, guys, for tuning into the Sports Gambling Podcast. Make sure you toss us a nice rating review wherever you listen to the podcast or on the SGPN app. Send in that screenshot of you submitting an app for your chance to win free gear every Monday, also known as Merch Monday. Tweet us that over at Gambling Podcast or drop us an email, podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
No hangovers in Kansas City, Sean.
Kramer, let it ride.